Counting the Beat. I'm Chris, and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Yeah, hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. We're doing things a little bit differently this week. Normally the show gets put together as a podcast and then it's broadcast on the radio. But this week we're recording live, broadcasting live, and then it'll go out later as a podcast. And that's because I've got a couple of guests with me today, which is very exciting. I've got Sarah and Nick from Einstein Music Journal. Welcome along, guys.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Now, it's good to have you here. Now, Einstein Einstein Music Journal, yeah, is probably, I suppose, one of the more, well, I suppose, well-known music blogs around the country. And you're going to tell us a little bit about the background of that throughout the show today and talk about some music. And we started off with a selection of yours. All the music today is a selection of Sarah and Nick. And we started off with Dear Times Waste. What was that called?
The song was called Clandestine. Yeah, it's off Dear Times Waste's new EP, Room for Rent, which is very good.
So tell us a little bit about the about Einstein Music Journal and how that came about.
Nick originally started the blog as something personal, I think, just for him to sort of share his love of music, and it's sort of grown from there in various forms. And it was originally Einstein disguised as Robin Hood from a Bob Dylan lyric, and then it became Einstein Music Journal when I came along and joined it.
And there's not many people really who are doing that kind of music blog thing in New Zealand. I mean, along that kind of model that a lot of people would be familiar with, a lot of those American blogs posting the MP3s. And that's pretty unusual, actually, for New Zealand to do that. So what made you head off in that direction?
I guess just a love of music. And in fact, just seeing that there wasn't a lot in New Zealand, it's kind of strange, really, because it's such an easy thing to sort of start and run. Like, we run it full-time now. We sort of see it as our jobs as well as doing freelance journalism. But, really just out of a lack of sort of that sort of MP3 blogs or blogs in general based in New Zealand supporting up-and-coming New Zealand music, and we sort of felt like it was a good sort of thing to be doing and stuff that we really enjoy. So
yeah, it's an easy way to get involved and to share the music around, and just to give something back to the whole scene that you've really gotten so much out of over the years.
Yeah, so I mean, I suppose it's also a nice way to get some free CDs and free tickets to gigs.
Yeah, that's a bonus, I definitely, you know.
Yeah, cool. Okay, we'll come back and talk some more soon, but we've got another song lined up now, and let's see, we've got, the Wilberforces this time. So, tell us a little bit about this.
Wilberforces are probably one of the best bands, in, I think, both of our opinions, playing in Auckland at the moment on the live scene, and this is taken from their recent album called Haunting, which...
Haunted,
sorry. Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's take a listen. Wilberforce's My Mind Is In My Paws.
Just leave the tea.
Okay, of course, that wasn't the Wilberforces, it was Batrider. And that's from a great album, isn't it?
Yeah, really good. The new album called...
What is it called? Yeah, can't quite remember right now.
I can't remember either, but it is a really good album.
Oh, dear.
Because yeah. Tara was the first album.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one, the name's gone for me as well. We'll look that up, actually.
Ah, it's Why We Can't Be Together.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm really impressed with that album. I think it's probably one of the best things I've heard this year. It reminds me a little bit of like L7 and Hole and of those 90s female grunge bands, I think.
Yeah. It's definitely a new direction for them, isn't it? It's a bit more experimental.
And I always like it. I like how it's a little bit kind of wonky. The songs kind of stretch and pull a little bit. You know, they're not straightforward.
Yeah.
Okay, now you were saying before that this is a full-time thing for you. So, I mean, how do you make that work?
Very difficult, really. we both work from home and we have a little bit of ad revenue from the site as well. It's sort of growing to a point where it's growing every month at the moment, which is really good. We're hoping it'll grow to a point where it can become fully sustainable on its own, you know. It pays all its own bills at the moment, but...
Yeah. A website is very low cost to run, isn't it, really?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and you haven't gone the direction of some of the other music sites, you know, like, say, Cheese on Toast and Under the Radar, which are very, I suppose, commercially focused, you know, on ticket sales and music sales and so on.
We do try to review and write about most of the stuff that gets sent to us, but... So in that sense, it could be seen as a bit commercial, but most of the stuff we write about is just found from pure love and passion, you know?
I mean, the thing, unfortunately, like with Cheese on Toast and Under the Radar, to make a lot of money and a good amount of money, you do have to have a lot of ads on your site. And, you know, that's one thing, you know, you notice a lot with Cheese on Toast, that it is very ad-based, you know. It's more of a news website, I think, so much more than ours, which we focus more on... sort of giving out information and telling people about up-and-coming new bands. That's what we sort of try. And we're doing a lot of interviews now on the site as well. If someone was to go on there now, they'd see an interview with Cassiotone for The Painfully Alone. There's one coming up next week, Sarah did with Ear Power, which is a band from Baltimore.
Mm.
And Sarah interviewed Batrider recently too, I think.
Although that wasn't for EMJ.
Freelance work.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it's nice to see, and you're getting a bit of attention from overseas now as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's good. Like, we've been featured in Rolling Stone and a New York magazine.
Yeah, and Art Rocker are quite supportive of us as well. They take feeds of our articles.
Yeah, and it's a great site for finding new music. I mean, it's one of my regular reads, of course.
Oh, cool.
Right, we're going to play another song, and this time we are going to play the Wilberforces. My Mind Is In My Paws.
Yeah. You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Okay, that was, something happened, I lost my place. The Never Nudes with Grade F Meat. Okay, a good live band, you say?
Yeah, they're young guys from, they go to Northcote College and Takapuna Grammar over in Auckland. And they're, yeah, really good live band, really enthusiastic and, like, really making a huge effort to play as many shows as they can and put themselves out there.
And they've sort of reinvigorated the all-ages scene in Auckland as well. Like sort of starting up all these all-ages shows and galleries and all sorts of weird places.
Mm. Now, the two of you obviously spend a lot of time out and about seeing bands.
Yeah.
Yeah? Where do you like to go?
Well, there's this new venue called the High Seas, which is really cool. It's a bit like a gallery. It's very white and sparse.
But, I think it is a gallery, actually.
It's sort of behind K Road. And what else is there?
Well, Whammy and Wine Cellar are probably our two favourites. They're, great people that run there as well. We've put on a few shows last year as well, and we did them with Rowan, who runs Whammy Bar. Is such a great person to deal with, and it's just got a really nice feel to that venue, and you almost feel at home in there.
Yeah, and Cross Street Studios is really good too. It's another little community-based collective thing. They like to have a bit of a different element to their shows, a lot of sort of interactive art, sort of as opposed to just a normal sort of shoegazy sort of straight your shoes sort of gig.
So, with the commitment to the cause and all, how many nights a week are you out seeing live music?
Maybe one or two, but there is weeks where we don't go out at all,
And there are weeks when it's probably three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to go out a lot more, I think.
So you're heartened by the live scene at the moment? You think there's some interesting stuff going on and new bands coming through?
Definitely, yeah. I think there was a quiet patch last year that was a bit depressing. We were like, oh, what's going on? Where is everybody? But now there's definitely a whole lot of new bands coming up that are very exciting.
Yeah, I talked to Rowan, who runs Whammy and the Wine Cellar recently, and he said, like, this year's definitely been a lot better. Last year in the winter it was really sort of down, and there wasn't a lot of bands playing many shows, and Auckland sort of seemed to be in a little bit of a lull with the bands coming through at the moment, but definitely 2009's been a lot better, I think.
Now, we just played a high school band, and we've got another lined up.
Yeah, Moran Says What. These four girls go to Barrowdene College, and I think it's in Remuera, and they've been together about maybe 2 or 3 years now, and they've done really well for themselves. I've had a few international support slots. They're supporting Metronomy, I think, next week, a band from the UK, and they supported Stereo Total from Germany, and Architecture in Helsinki have as well, though.
And they self-released an EP, which is really, really great. It's sort of the pop-up EP, and it sort of pops up at you like a sandwich with all the layers in it.
It was nice to see some effort going on with cover art. You know, I suppose in the days of MP3s and all the rest of it, someone making a special effort was nice.
Yeah, they were all handmade. It's great.
Okay, and the song we're going to hear from them is?
It's called Natalie Touch Me There Again, and it's written about their song, Natalie.
Their friend, Natalie.
What did I say?
Okay, let's take a listen. talking about that song and how much I like it, actually. You can tell us a little bit about that, Sarah?
Yeah, that's the Glad Eyes with Jimmy Payday, who's Mr. Heyday. He's a solo electronic musician. And the Glad Eyes are a couple of girls who usually make really twee sort of bedroom girl pop, really soft, sort of mellow, nice, just non-aggressive. And that song is just very sort of punchy and very, very different for them. So it was a really nice surprise to get that in the mail.
Did a cover of Die, 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 didn't they?
Yeah. Shyness Will Get You Nowhere. Yeah,
that's really good. And that's is that released?
Yeah, that's a single that they put out a couple of months ago. And the packaging is really amazing. It's like just all these cut-out faces from girly magazines, like all these little teenage heartthrobs pasted together. And then the CD's got like a kiss on it, like a lipstick kiss. Yeah, it's really cool.
So tell us a little bit about the whole thing of doing the blog of Weinstein Music Journal. You know, what's it involve? You know, you're doing it full time. What does that mean?
It means a lot of researching for sort of the most up and coming bands, and because it's sort of something that we're really passionate about, and something that the blog format is generally I guess across the world, sort of based around like new artists. So it's finding new artists that we like. Like, we listen to a lot of stuff that we just sort of gloss over and don't really like so much, and it doesn't make it onto the site. So it's based around our particular music taste. So, you know, if people don't like our music taste, then they probably won't like our site. But hopefully there is something for everyone on there. You know, we try and cover as many genres.
Do you follow a specific aesthetic within that taste? Like, I mean, you know, for me, like, I can listen to drone metal when I can listen to country, but, you know, and everything in between, but you might choose a particular area of that. Do you do that? Or is it just anything you like is in there?
Yeah, I think we sort of gravitate more towards experimental, exciting new music that has a bit of a difference to it.
I think lately you'll probably find we've posted a lot of punk music and perhaps a lot of noise music from LA. There seems to be like a really good scene going on in LA at the moment, which, I don't know, it seems we keep finding great bands from there. But we do, like, we just played before, you know, the Glad Eyes, it's almost hip-hop in a way, electronic hip-hop, sort of. Mm. So, yeah, there is a real eclectic sort of sound we hope to. Like, there's definitely quite a lot of electronic music comes through, and a lot of punk music at the moment in particular.
And, I mean, you post a lot. I mean, you've been posting while you're over here on Waiheke on holiday.
Well, yeah, we're lucky enough because we did a lot of work earlier in the week, and we can sort of set stuff to go up while we're away. So we like to keep it updated every day so that people can come on there every day and find something new, because, you know, to keep people coming back, you need to be constantly updating any website. So.
All right. So I'm talking to Sarah and Nick from Einstein Music Journal, and this is Counting the Beat, and the address for that is www.einsteinmusicjournal.co.nz if you want to check it out and keep up to date with what they're putting up. And we've got another song. All the songs on today's show are selected by Sarah and Nick. So now we've got Bang Bang Etch.
Yeah, this is a band from Christchurch that are one of the more successful indie bands from New Zealand overseas at the moment. And they're about to head back and play the CMJ Festival in New York, and then they're touring through Europe, the UK, and then onto Australia around Christmas and New Year's time. And they were really big. They had a really big single in the US earlier this year. I think it was number one on US college radio, you know, with their single Four to the Floor. And this is their brand new single, which they put out probably 2 weeks ago. And it's called Fistful of Dollars. And people can find this track, people can download this track from Einstein Music Journal if they like this one.
agents calling. They shout my name just like you do every morning.
This is Gina from Three-Legged Horse, and you're listening to Waiheke Radio.
Okay, so more music there selected by Einstein Music Journal, and that was Sharpie Crows, another favourite of yours, Nick.
Yeah, I was just saying before, I have been heard to say that Sharpie Crows are my favourite New Zealand band of all time, but it's probably a rather bold statement to make at this point in my lifetime. But
oh, go on. That's
I am a huge, huge fan of theirs, and they've put out two fantastic albums. They used to be called a band called the Bastard Sons of Grey Power. So their first album is under that name, and it's called We Fought the Great White Whale. And that song that we played, Their Landlords, is off their newest album called Greed. And I'm not sure where you can get them. I do know a couple of places you can get them, but I don't know if they're still in stock. But people may find them at Real Groovy, and they may find them at Rhythm Discs in Ponsonby. I've been told there may be some copies left there, so...
It is really hard to get music, isn't it? I mean, the number of times I've found things online, and I thought, yeah, I want to go and buy that. Mm. And you just can't, you know. You'll go to smoke CDs, you go to Amplifier, and it's just ridiculously hard to buy some material.
Yeah, especially indie bands, I guess, who sort of might lack that distribution. And
I mean, the place you would think is real groovy, and I mean, certainly online it's not there, and maybe in the store it is, but it's just, yeah, really quite frustrating, I think. Must be frustrating for those bands, put all that effort into it and not get stuff out there.
Well, we try and link now, when we write an article on the site, we always try and link to where people can buy the CD, and generally, if you can't get it in any stores, MySpace.com is always one of the greatest places. Like, it's probably been the greatest place for me to find new music. You used to be able to download stuff from MySpace, but unfortunately you can't anymore. But I used to find so much great stuff. We used to do a radio show on BFM, and so much of the music for that show came from MySpace. But if people do want to get stuff that they just can't find anywhere, generally a message to the band through MySpace, and you know, most bands are pretty accommodating, and you know, they want to sell you their CD, so they'll.
It's amazing, isn't it, for a site which is such a great resource. It's such a dog. It's so horrible to use, MySpace. Just, you know, it looks awful and it loads slow and frustrating, but lots of good material.
Yeah, so much great stuff.
Yeah. All right, now we're going to, what have we got now? Sets.
Yeah, it's a guy from Whanganui, or Whanganui. And, I don't know a heck of a lot about him, but I know he's very talented and he works, I think, by himself.
He's a solo musician.
He put together a really great video for this song too, I think, just with a little blue screen. Yeah.
Do you like music videos? I mean, I'm not completely sure I'm convinced about them, but anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I find even really good ones, I get halfway through and I just kind of go, oh, okay, I've seen enough now.
They have to be really good to hold your attention nowadays, eh? Because back in the day, it was the only way you could see a band. But now, you know, they're not really
I heard
needed.
An interesting debate the other day, you know, about the whole video thing and about, you know, and with C4 hardly showing any videos anymore. That, you know, and there's a lot of New Zealand on air money going into videos that no one can see apart from YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we do post videos quite a lot. We've posted a video of Bang Bang Itches recently, and we were hoping to post a brand new video by Street Chant, who people may know. They may know them also as Mean Street as well. But they were hoping to have their new video out this week, but we will hopefully post that video on the site once it comes out. But I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I'll watch half a music video and I'll be bored and I'll just sort of flick to a new window and have the song playing underneath because I like the song. You know?
Okay, anyway, we were meant to be talking about sets, but so we'll go back to that. And the song's called Peter Kevin. We'll be right back. That's Set, and the song was Peter Kevin. And then we've got another song coming up, which is also named after a person, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Oh, I've better put your mic up. Sorry, Nick.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Named after Brooke Howard Smith, presenter on TV3. Not entirely sure what the song's about, but people can maybe make their own mind up about that one. But
who is this one?
It's a band called God Bows to Math, who are from Auckland.
Yep, okay. We'll take a listen and then we'll have another chat after this.
Touch of
it's Brooke Howard Smith, and I've forgotten already who it was by, but not because it wasn't memorable, but just because my brain's turned to mush.
The band is God Bows to Math from Auckland.
All right, yeah. So I was going to ask you something else, but I've forgotten what it was, so I'll have to ask you later. Thought Creature are up next. One Day I Turned Into a Spider, and this is from another good local release. Hey, there's been quite a few good things coming up.
Well, every year on our site, we... at the end of the year in December, we get as many bands as we can from New Zealand bands to send us their top 5 albums of the year. And then we rank them from 1 to 20 on the site. And last year, Thought Creature's Teleport Palace album was number 1, which was a pretty big deal, I thought, because we had a lot of people vote last year. And that won by quite a lot, actually. And it beat things, some of the biggest, you know, international releases. It beat Deer Hunter, and it beat TV on the Radio. But it beat a lot of sort of really good international releases into the number 1 spot. So, yeah, I actually agreed. I thought it was definitely my favourite album of the year last year.
All right, well, let's take a listen. It's from what's called Teleport Palace, isn't it? The name of the album.
Right.
Yeah, and the song is One Day I Turned Into a Spider. Wow, I like that a lot. That's a thought creature. One day I turned into a spider. Do you want to tell the story about that, Nick?
Well, there's an interesting story behind that song. It's obviously about a pretty crazy acid trip that someone had, but it's not about one of the band members, but it's about the guy that runs Alohum record label. Apparently has one and only acid trip that song's written about. So.
And Alohum are doing some really interesting stuff, eh? I mean, you know, releasing some good material. There's obviously the camp, and there was the great series of magazines and CDs a few years ago. Who are the other people who are doing things in New Zealand music that you really rate?
I'd probably say yourself, Chris. I think Counting the Beat is doing a really good job. The Music Alliance thing is something that's really beneficial for New Zealand music, you know, sharing, you know, with so many different countries as well. Andrew Tidball, Cheese on Toast, he does a lot of great stuff in Auckland.
Matthew Crawley, who works with Andrew quite a bit. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Really great gig promoter. And Julian Carswell does a lot of great shows as well.
I think there's some, yeah, the people that bring the international bands, indie bands over to New Zealand, they go out, put themselves out there a lot, you know, there's a lot of money involved and they don't often make it all back, but they do it, you know, out of just the passion for the music, and they do it for all of us, really, and, you know, especially, like, more and more, we're getting so many great international bands.
Yeah, Jim Rush, Galesburg, he's doing an incredible amount of amazing bands, Lightning Bolt, to name one, coming up. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm talking to Nick and Sarah from Einstein Music Journal, and they're picking some favourite Kiwi tracks here on Counting the Beat this week. And up next are the Hairdos with Night Creeper. Do you want to tell us anything about this?
Yeah, they're a little zombie punk sort of band from Auckland. Just a trio. Yeah, and they're quite minimalist, sort of. I don't really know how to describe them. They're quite unique, really. They're quite eclectic.
I remember the first time we saw them play live, we came away sort of thinking they were one of the more sort of genuine punk bands that we'd seen in Auckland in quite a while.
Mm.
And, you know, yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to this. It's called Night Creeper.
Life is cheap. I know he's a creep.
Well, that's huge, isn't it? They are lovelies.
Yeah, that band from Christchurch.
Yeah, and is that on something?
Yeah, it is. It's off an EP called Lost Luck that is going to come out soon. I interviewed Laura Leaf, who's the brains behind the band, songwriter, and she said that she's got all the EPs sitting there. It's just a matter of her sending them out, but she's a bit busy with work. I think she works in a camera shop in Christchurch.
You know, that one's got potential Music Alliance pact written all over it, actually, that one. Mm. Yeah, I like that. Now, the music scene in New Zealand and Auckland, I suppose, is pretty small. You know, you see the same people going to these gigs. You obviously know a lot of people in the bands. But you're reviewing stuff. How do you find that?
Well, yeah, it is a really interesting thing, eh? Like, I guess you just have to put your personal friendships aside and view stuff critically, because at the end of the day, we're writing stuff for the people that don't know the people in the bands and that want to try and, you know, we want our opinions to be respected. So it's not too difficult. Like we were just saying before, I reviewed the Sing songs the other day, and I know Jeremy, who's the guitarist in the band, quite well, and, you know, I didn't give them a hugely positive review. So you just got to, I guess, try and put your personal friendships aside, you know. It can be difficult, though.
How do you find that, Sarah?
Yeah, it can be hard. It can be a bit awkward. But yeah, at the end of the day, you want to be a trusted source, a trusted opinion.
Yeah. So you're not getting the cold shoulder from bands and pubs late at night. And
No, it's all right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much, both of you, for coming in and doing this today. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. It's nice to kind of, it's a nice bringing together a couple of, you know, music blogs and seeing what happens when you put them together. It's good fun. Okay, so we've got one more song just to finish off, and this is Bandicoot. Can you tell us about this one?
Bandicoot is another young band from Auckland. There's Don McGlashan's daughter, actually, is the lead singer, Pearl. Mm. She's got some mighty lungs. Mm. She can really scream. And, yeah, they're a great band. They're really energetic and really passionate, and they've got some interesting pedals going on. It's sort of like a theremin thing we saw at their last gig. Yeah.
They're probably out of all the young bands at the moment on playing all ages shows in Auckland, I think this band's probably the most exciting live. They jump around and really get into it, and they draw quite a really good crowd, which is really cool. They're getting sort of young teenage kids back into live music, which is great.
Excellent. So we'll finish off with this. This is Bandicoot and the song. This has actually been, I noticed a theme that most of the songs you've picked have been had people's names as the titles. This one's the same. This is called Bessie. That was Bessie from Bandicoot. You've been listening to Counting the Beat, and this week we've... Jeepers. Okay, and this week we've had Nick and Sarah from Einstein Music Journal along, selecting all of the music. Thanks very much to them. You can check out their site on www.einsteinmusicjournal.co.nz and Counting the Beat on www.countingthebeat.gen.nz. Thanks for listening.